joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to talk about those Brewers is our Milwaukee baseball insider of Brewers.com, MLB.com, Adam McAlvey. Adam, how are you this evening, my friend?
Oh, I'm so good. I stayed behind in California for a couple of days. I haven't missed a game for way too long. And I just learned that, do you know that Friends makes Warner Brothers Studios $1 billion a year still?
Still?
Yeah.
A billion with a B.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that makes sense between the syndication and then they got the Netflix deal last year. That actually adds up based on what I know about syndication. That's where the money's at. If you want to get into TV, if you want to get into comedy, you need to get that syndication money, and then you'll be rolling like Adam McAlvey, right, Adam?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do with my show. It hasn't worked yet.
Adam, do you take anything out of a really, really ugly loss last night, or is that just another one in the loss column and everybody moves on?
Well, that's Craig Counsell's take. I mean, he was a little Yostian, wasn't he, last night?
Yes.
Did you guys hear the audio?
Yeah.
It was all sunshine and rainbows and also lullabies to the players on the flight home. He was very much trying to bill it as one game. The problem for him is that, you know, the narrative for the team right now is they need pitching, because despite what the statistics say about the starting rotation, the names don't jump out at you. They don't jump out at the national writers who are grading, you know, the performances the way they always do after the trade deadline. And everybody thinks the Brewers need pitching, and here they get a matchup basically of, you know, if they make it, Jarlese Chacin right now is their leading candidate to pitch game one, and it's a matchup against Clayton Kershaw, and you see the result, 25-4 or whatever it was. And you know what? It's a 21-5. Sorry, the numbers are running together. I don't blame people for sort of extrapolating. If you think they don't have enough pitching, you're going to point at that game and say, look, see? But the problem with that is 2 days earlier, they won 1-0.
Right.
So if you're going to extrapolate out of one game, you know, you could just as easily point to the 1-0. So I think I think if you're going to be in this for the long haul and watch the rest of the way, I don't think you want to put too much into that one game, although it was brutal.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam, we talk a lot about these guys being pros. You know, obviously they travel a lot. They play 162 games. But what kind of effect does it have on a team when you're getting in at 5, 6 o'clock back home and you got a 7 p.m. first pitch?
Well, I mean, it's one day. Nobody complained to us about it, to be honest. Craig Counsell made the point that their travel is in the central where we live is pretty easy generally. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I'll tell you, my strongest memory of a day like this was a night game getaway. San Diego does this too. They play getaways. They don't care what the other team thinks. And I remember sitting next to Dan Loretta, their traveling secretary, and he said, "What's your flight tomorrow?" And I told him it was like 6 a.m. through Denver, get in and basically race to Miller Park to cover a game against the Rockies. It happened to be the Rockies. And he said, no, that's ridiculous. You're getting on the charter. So it's like one of the few times I've gotten to fly with them and get that experience. And we literally landed at dawn. And everybody went home and slept for whatever you could, you know, get a couple of hours. And then they came out that night, played 14 innings against the Rockies. Three separate comebacks, and Prince Fielder hit a walk-off. So it didn't bother them that night, and maybe they'll be able to pull something like that off again. I mean, I think these guys are, they're 25-year-olds. I doubt this is the first time that they've not gotten any sleep, you know, on a particular night.
Talking with our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McAlvey, for another few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show. Good piece by your cohort over there at MLB.com, Mike Petriello, really breaking down the options that Craig Counsell has now in what's suddenly a crowded infield with the acquisitions of Moustakas and Scope. And he has, I don't know, four options at first. He's got at least two or three options at second, a couple options at shortstop, two or three options at third. And that doesn't even factor in the utility guys, Hernan Perez and Tyler Saladino, who I know is down in AAA right now. But how do you think this shakes out? Who's going to lose at bats? Because the guy that I sort of worry about, Adam, I think he deserves the opportunity, and the Brewers sort of need him to snap out of it, is Jesus Aguilar. I feel like they need that first half Jesus Aguilar bat to show up again if they're going to be real contenders in the NL Central and in the National League. Is he at risk of ending up in a platoon anytime soon now that Craig Counsell has more options at his fingertips?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy I'm curious about is Travis Shaw, because he's going to move to second, then they get Scope. You know, to me, it's the Moustakas, Scope, Shaw trio that's going to be the trickiest to figure out. And I don't know the answer to how that's going to all work. They're going to try scope at shortstop some, and we'll see how that goes. You know, the glass half full, or the optimist version of this, is they've got a lot of really good bats now. And for a long chunk of the season, offense was a need. I mean, that was a kind of a weakness, especially on the middle infield. And by picking up the guys they picked up, creatively kind of, they've bolstered what they have offensively. I think the flip side of that is they are admittedly trading some defense.
Right.
And I think if you were up late last night for that long game, you saw the danger in that happened before the Bellinger Grand Slam. That inning began with a couple of errors, one by Scope, who's off to just a really terrible start. It's just two games, so I don't think you push the panic button. But an error by Scope, and then another sort of lackadaisical error by Orlando Arcia on a throwback to the infield, then a couple of bad call and a walk, and all of a sudden you have a huge inning and a gigantic, ugly loss. So let's sort of keep note of that over the next week or 2 weeks, what impact this shuffling has on the defense, because that's an area where, if you look at it statistically, the Brewers are one of the best defensive teams in baseball, and that's one of the reasons that without top names in the rotation, they've got, you know, good pitching numbers. So if they're going to sacrifice a little bit on defense to get offense, I think you kind of got to keep a little mental plus minus about whether this is actually helping them or whether the defense is hurting them. And that's kind of, I think, one of the just sort of something to keep an eye on coming up.
Yeah, and Adam, I know you like the nerdy statistics, sort of like I do. I get these emails from Baseball Info Solutions with those types of nerdy statistics almost every day, and I got one. It was either yesterday or the day before. It said the Brewers are on pace to break the record that set by the 2016 Cubs of the most defensive runs saved in a season, a stat that's been kept since 2003. So they're not just good for this year. I mean, this is a, if you want to call 2003 historic, this is a historically good defense by the Milwaukee Brewers, or has been to this point. And now they're tinkering with it, trying to get a little bit more offense. So that seems to be the dilemma that Craig Counsell has. Do I want an extra bat on the bench, or do I want to have solid gloves all the way around the field?
Yeah, and, you know, the good thing in that is a lot of that comes from the outfield. By getting Yelich and Kane, they have vastly improved themselves defensively. That they're not messing with all that much. And then a lot of it also comes from Orlando Arcia. And I think one of the ideas in picking up Scope and Moustakas is, if you have a bat that you like at second base and you're getting something out of second base where they were third from the bottom or so in production in Major League Baseball, you can live with Orlando Arcia not hitting and just take his defense at shortstop. So that was sort of the thinking, I think, in picking up the guys they did. Now I think it makes Orlando Arcia a little bit safer as we move forward, even if Scope's going to play there from time to time. But, you know, we'll see. Again, I think the defense does matter, and if you're going to trade a little bit on that for offense, you don't want to trade too much.
That's our Milwaukee Baseball Insider, Adam McAlvey. Find his work at Brewers.com, MLB.com, on Twitter, at Adam McAlvey. Adam, enjoy the time off, my friend. You deserve it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.
Yes, you will. Adam McAlvey joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.